Talk Live is your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch in hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it free. freetalklive.com. To start things out, we go to the phones. It is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Daniel in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. I was listening to a podcast recently, and someone was making some claims about how the Great Depression happened, and I'd like to rebut them if I could.
Sure. Rebut away.
Well, I believe I've heard his argument before. He seems to be claiming that the banks were accepting money in interest and simply withholding it, purposely deflating the money supply in order to sabotage business so that they could collect on the defaulted loans. Kind of crazy that way, because it doesn't take into account the fact that the value of money will actually change if you remove it from move some of it from circulation.
That's true. I mean, if you remove a certain amount of dollars from circulation, you're limiting the supply of them, so therefore the dollars that are in circulation will increase in value. But it would seem like that would happen a little more slowly. It wouldn't happen like immediately.
Yeah, but his argument was that it's simply mathematically impossible for the economy to keep running if you don't constantly inflate the money supply.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not true. Like, what will happen is people will suddenly find that there's less people buying their products, so they'll lower the price of their products,
mm-hmm.
Then they'll find they can't pay people as much, so they'll lower the wages of their employees, and that's what every business owner would do if they find themselves with a warehouse full of crap that they can't move. They'll just
right.
The price.
It's time for
and
a fire sale.
Yeah, the same thing works for inflation. If suddenly there's a lot more money in people's pockets, and they're going out and buying things without a corresponding production of things, that means that they're constricting the supply of stuff out there. Like, if you make widgets, and you make 100 widgets for $100, and then you go spend that $100 on something else, then the amount of goods balances out. But if you just get $100 and you go out and spend it, then you're going to constrict the supply of whatever you buy. So prices will go up. Like, every businessman, when they see something flying off the shelf, they're going to increase the price. It's just human nature.
Makes sense to me.
Very good, Daniel. Anything else on your mind?
No, he was talking also about where the money comes from. If someone loans $100 out and then $110 goes back to them, like after interest. And he was kind of wrapping his paradigm around the fractional reserve system. Like, he just believes that money will just disappear. But in a 100% reserve system, if someone is collecting 10% interest, then someone out there has to be providing a corresponding loan.
A 10% some wealth has to be created in order to pay back that loan.
Yeah, like, for example, if you go to the bank right now and then the bank loans it out, you can go at any time and then withdraw your money. But that wouldn't really work in a 100% reserve system because that money would be tied up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one or the other in a 100% reserve system. Either you can get your money anytime or else someone else has it. There's no two money somewhere.
Yeah. Right. Now, in a 100% reserve system, as you're referring to, essentially, in most cases, people would understand a metal-backed currency, either gold or silver or something like that. That would be 100%. Now, fractional reserve lending only exists when they just sort of create money out of thin air. They have to have a certain amount in savings, and then they can create usually 10 times that amount, and that benefits the banks. Currency. Go ahead.
It's not just a fabrication of theirs, though. They kind of need it for the paradigm they got going. Like, if I put $100 in, and then they loaned it to someone else,
mm-hmm.
Like a business, and then they paid their employees $100, and then they put that into their accounts,
right.
Suddenly there's $200 in the account, even though there's $100 worth of gold or bills or whatever was in there. This whole idea of having a bank account where you can just pull your money out at any time, even though at the same time it's loaned to someone else, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it sure doesn't. The whole system's messed up.
Money should be backed by metal, and it shouldn't be created out of thin air.
Right.
And
well,
that
you know,
only benefits everybody but banks.
Money should be backed by something.
Something.
And the marketplace should decide what that is. The marketplace should be the arbiter of what it is that we're using as money, not some government agency or private agency.
In the near future, if that were to happen, that thing would probably be metal, though.
I agree with you. That's the way historically it's been.
One thing I'd like to say about that caller who called in, he is right on one point. Economics doesn't have anything to do with your politics. What is, is. And the fact is that the Austrian School of Economics is the correct one. There are actually smart people who believe in it, so it's not a matter of intelligence like this.
Yeah, that's true. The laws of economics cannot be repealed, even by whatever laws the humans may create cannot repeal the laws of economics. They can fly in their face, they can put up hurdles for them to jump over, but they won't ever be repealed. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. It sounds like he's pretty well educated on all that.
Sounds like he knows more than we do.
In fact, I have to turn to Dr. Mary Ruart to really get the full story on the Federal Reserve situation, which is why he was calling in, responding to the other guy from Canada who had called last night talking about the regressive so-called taxation and all that. Anyway, here's what Mary Ruart has to say from her excellent book, Healing Our World, which is, by the way, available for free at her website, ruart.com, ruwart.com. In 1914, the Federal Reserve received an exclusive monopoly to issue U.S. currency. Like AT&T, the Fed is a private corporation owned by its member banks. The Fed is a powerful institution. Some believe it's the most powerful in the world. Let's find out why. Before the creation of the Fed, banks found they needed reserves of approximately 21% so that they would have enough money on hand when their customers wanted to make a withdrawal. When the Fed took over their reserves of the reserves of the national banks, it lowered the reserve requirement to half of that. The Fed itself used a reserve system. It kept only 35% of the reserves entrusted to it by its member banks. The balance was loaned out mostly to the government, with the wealth of the American people as collateral. Lowering reserves resulted in the creation of more money. As a result, the money supply doubled between 1914 and 1920, and then doubled again between 1921 and 1929.
Right. Now, when the money doubles like that, the mm-hmm. money that you have in savings is cut in half.
That's correct.
It's cut in half in value. I mean, not in numbers, but in what it can buy. Loaves of bread or cars.
In contrast, gold in reserve vault increased only 3% in the 1920s. The bankers would obviously be unable to keep their promise to deliver gold to depositors if a large number of people withdrew their money at the same time. Businesses couldn't use all the newly created money the banks wished to loan, so stock speculators were encouraged to borrow. Many people got heavily into debt thinking that the boom would continue, sort of like how we've got today with the housing market. A lot of people getting into debt thinking they were going to be able to cash in. In 1929, the Fed started deflation by slowing the creation of new money. People who had counted on renewing their loans to cover stock speculations or other investments found they could no longer borrow. They were forced to sell their securities, and a stock market plunge ensued. The mini crash in October of 1987 might also have been triggered by the Fed slowing the creation of money. People who lost money spent less on goods and services. Businesses began to slow. With banks unwilling to renew loans, businesses began to reduce their workforce. People nervously began withdrawing their gold deposits as banks in other countries quit honoring their promise to return the gold. Rumors circulated that the Federal Reserve would soon be bankrupt as well. Naturally, there was no way for the banks to exchange the inflated dollars for gold because it just wasn't there. As people withdraw their bank funds, the money supply decreases, just the reverse of what happens when they deposit it. The bank's failure to loan, coupled with massive withdrawals, caused even greater deflation. People lost their savings and their purchasing power. In turn, businesses lost their customers and laid off workers. No one was buying anything. No one's buying. You can't pay your bills anymore. And the first bill you got to pay is your employees.
Yeah, it's a big one, generally, for most businesses.
Each loss contributed to the next, resulting in the most severe depression that Americans had ever known.
All created by the Federal Reserve.
That's correct. 800-259-9231. All created by this, essentially a scam put together by people in politics at the time and their buddies in the banking system. A scam on everyone that still continues to this day. And, of course, the Federal Reserve, after it crashed, then there's the whole New Deal, all these new political programs that were created in order to supposedly make everything better, which, of course, just makes things worse. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show waiting for you on the front page of the website. Just go and download them for free at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Talking about the banking situation here in America. It's really bad today, and it was worse, of course, during the Great Depression. And it's all a result of the Federal Reserve,
now,
this organization created by people who, well, frankly, know a little bit more about the money system than the average American, and they put one over on the American people.
Right. Now, this subject, and we've fallen prey to this in the past, this subject is boring. People just don't want to, you know, the average person just generally does not want to hear about banking systems, the Federal Reserve, you know, fiat currency.
They've got money in their wallet. It spends.
Right. They just don't want to talk about it. But, man, if this isn't the biggest issue facing America, I don't know what is. This is the big one, baby.
Yeah, it's huge.
The bankers and the politicians and all those people, they're stealing our money little by little.
The ramifications.
And they're doing it because our money is no longer backed by something of value,
right,
silver or gold.
And the ramifications are really stunning. When you really start to understand this issue, you understand that there are a lot of things that government does today that it can only do because of the Federal Reserve. Because we have what they call a fiat money system. Now, in case you don't know, fiat is essentially money that can be created from thin air.
Right, printed.
Right.
And that's how
money by decree, essentially.
Everyone who understands, you know, what a U.S. dollar is understands that the United States government backs the money. They are the backing of the money. But our money is essentially backed by nothing. It's printed on paper. It costs them just as much money to print a $100 bill as it does a $1 bill.
Right.
And that's it. They when they need more, they print more, and then they spend
honestly, it doesn't even cost them anything, because the money they're paying their printers with is the money they're printing. So it really costs them zero to do it all. And there's no money behind it. Back, if you look at the history of money, which is actually pretty interesting. I know you say it's generally a boring topic to the average American who cares about maybe Britney Spears, but
gotta spice it up a little bit, I'm afraid.
The actual history of money is pretty intriguing in that there have been sort of these cycles of, you know, in the past, you started with a barter system where you had to have something of value and somebody else had to have something you wanted, and you had to trade between one another in order to get something that you wanted. And if you didn't have something that the person, like, let's say you have a product that I want to purchase, but I don't have something that you want.
Right.
Well, then I have to go and trade something that I have with someone else that has something that you want before I can trade that with you. And the barter system was all messed up.
Right.
So somebody,
I've got chickens. You make horseshoes. I don't have any horses. I don't want your horseshoes. You do want eggs, and you want to eat chicken. So you have to go find
a cow.
You've got to trade horseshoes for a cow so that you can then trade a cow for some chickens or whatever.
Somebody at some point brilliantly came up with this idea of having a medium, a go-between, for transactions, and that's money.
I think that, I don't know that somebody necessarily did. I think it just sort of happened. People like silver and gold.
Yeah.
They're shiny. They can be made into jewelry. Shiny things you can wear have always been popular.
Yeah.
So silver and gold are a good medium.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't necessarily a plot. Maybe they just said, I'll take that, you know, that shiny thing.
Yes.
And it sort of developed from there.
Right.
And
you like those shiny things.
And as it developed, governments got a hold of the idea and, of course, ruined it. In the beginning, they started by shaving silver off of the actual rounds, or shaving gold off of the actual rounds. There's a term for that, and I don't remember what it's
clipping?
Called. Clipping, I believe, is what it is.
Yeah, you clip pieces of the silver off,
right.
But it's still worth the same thing because we're the government. We said so.
Correct.
So you know, you have to accept this clipped piece of money as though it's 1 ounce, but it's really not.
I'd give anything to have a clipped system today. Because that'd be far and above better than what we have now, which is, you know, they went from clipping, where they were kind of screwing the people over by clipping off little bits of their coins, taking the clippings, melting them down, and creating more. So that was, a scam right there. And then the governments realized that, well, you know, they've got enough force, they've got enough guns to where they can just start printing out useless pieces of paper and handing them out to people who don't know any better. And essentially taking advantage of them.
Right. It looks like all the money that they had before because, banks went to taking the gold and silver. Who wants to carry all that metal around with you?
Thank you for that. That's an interesting step I left out.
To giving you pieces of paper that said, in the bank, there's a certain amount of gold and silver to back up this piece of paper. It's kind of like a check
in
some way. Yeah.
So there were a bunch of banknotes floating around, so the government started issuing its own notes, and now we've got Federal Reserve notes. And back in the day, in this country, we actually had money that was backed by silver and gold. You could actually go and take your dollars and turn them into some Federal Reserve or some office of printing money or whatever and get the silver and the gold that was behind it. Now that's not possible. Now that's all gone.
Well,
and there's some serious consequences of this.
I would agree, but the history of the United States, we've gone from fiat to metal-backed currencies a few times. Andrew Jackson returned us to a metal-backed currency. And then every time they switch off of the metal-backed currency, there's usually a big depression.
Right. So that's what they did. And so we went through the depression. Of course, a bunch of new government programs came about as a result. The dollar, since it's been the backing has been removed, has lost something like 95-96% of its purchasing power and continues to drop.
And it's going to continue to drop.
Right. As they continue to print money, it will continue to drop. And they aren't stopping printing money anytime soon.
Inflation is sort of it's sort of necessary, from what I can tell, with a fiat currency.
For their system.
For their system to work. I'm not an expert in it, but I do know that we're getting screwed with their fiat currency.
Right. The more they print, the less your money becomes, the less valuable your money becomes, and the more they essentially steal from you. In fact, Ludwig von Mises, in The Theory of Money and Credit, said depressions and mass unemployments are not caused by the free market, but by governmental interference in the economy. Also, Thomas Jefferson, you know him, the author of the Declaration of Independence, he wrote that if the American people ever allow banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the corporation that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered.
Well, he had a way with words, didn't he? He did, after all, write the Declaration of Independence.
He had some foresight in that particular case. Senator Carter Glass, in 1933, the principal author of the Federal Reserve Act, said, "This great government, strong in gold, is breaking its promises to pay gold to widows and orphans. It's dishonor, sir." Gabriel Kolko, these are quotes from Mary Roard's book, Healing Our World, "The Triumph of Conservatism," wrote, "The entire banking reform movement at all crucial stages was centralized in the hands of a few men who for years were linked ideologically and personally with one another." And finally, Louis T. McFadden, "Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its power, but the truth is the Fed has usurped the government. It controls everything here and controls all our foreign relations. It makes and breaks governments at will. He who controls the money controls everything."
That's true.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything on the way. We'll go a little bit of a different direction. Some news from the internets, Craigslist, and eBay.
Ooh.
One, terrible news. The other one, pretty neat. Come back with more. You can take control and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Over dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Woodcraftplans.com, something I want to tell you about. If you enjoy building things, that is, woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, vine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. WoodcraftPlans.com supports Free Talk Live, so please support WoodcraftPlans.com. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
You don't value anything in life like you do a piece of furniture that you've made with your own hands. I'm just telling you.
I believe it.
I've made a few things. I'm not great at it or anything like that. I'm sort of a ham fist when it comes to carpentry, but I do it.
You get it done.
I get it done, and you know, I'm not throwing away anything I made.
Good to know. 800-259-9231, and it's cheap that way, right?
Well, it certainly costs less, but I think it's more about the pride that you get out of making it. Not to you, is it?
I look at my little
miserly friend.
Cost? Yeah, not spending a lot gives me a lot of pride, Mark.
Yes, I understand.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Cato in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hey, Cato.
Good evening, guys. Hey, last night you all were talking about rights and whether people actually possess rights. And I would argue that people do, by definition. Rights are part of what makes us, part of what makes people human. Just like we have certain characteristics, personality, ego, emotions, and with the exception of politicians, a conscience. If you take away those things, we become something less than people, than humans. We become, in fact, probably something like shaved apes.
Okay.
But as Mark pointed out last night, the only right that you truly have is property right, because property rights, because everything else is contingent and flows from property rights.
I think CJ pointed that out, our caller, but I agree completely.
Well, I think I was in there.
I like that. That the idea that rights spring from self-ownership and ownership of other things that you work for.
Right. And also, like I said, it's by definition to be a human being that defines us and separates us humans from other animals. So keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, kiddo. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Also, the other thing that separates us from animals is that we can have responsibilities. Animals can't do that. There's no responsibilities. They don't have that. They don't understand what a responsibility is. They can understand commands. You tell the dog to come, it comes to you, then good dog. You know, it understands reward, the reward system that comes along with those commands, but it doesn't understand that it has a responsibility to come to you.
They have they have instinct, so they'll take care of their young sometimes, and sometimes they just, for whatever reason, they decide not to take care of their young. Some others are
sea turtles.
Yeah, sometimes they just, well, not from species to species. I mean, within species. Some dogs, some of the moms just won't take care of their puppies, and they'll die as a result.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves what is a pretty disturbing story from Washington, Tacoma, Washington. Trying to unload some household junk on Craigslist is nothing new, but what if somebody else tried to sell everything from your home without telling you?
That's strange.
Lori Ray, a landlord in Tacoma, Washington, now has firsthand experience at web-engineered looting. She received a call a few days ago. This is one of the most disturbing stories I think I've heard this year. She received a call a few days ago from a neighbor telling her that a rental property she owned was being burglarized. By the time she arrived, her front lawn was littered with unwanted personal items. Inside the house, the water heater, light fixtures, newly fitted vinyl windows, and the kitchen sink had been pried loose and carted away.
So, oh my God. Now, it's not like she had a furnished home. This is just stuff that would come with an unfurnished home.
Correct.
Obviously, you'd have windows, you'd have a water heater, you'd have washer and dryer, probably a all the kitchen appliances, that kind of thing. And they were getting rid of those?
The Craigslist prank and subsequent free-for-all was no harmless April Fool's Day gag. It shines a light on one of the potential downsides of e-commerce sites and raises the question of whether more controls need to be in place to avoid these types of incidents.
I don't see why that's the case. I mean, they could have a yard sale and get rid of your stuff.
By placing an ad and having people come and take everything, it stops you in your tracks, she said in a TV interview. They wanted to not only destroy it and steal, but they wanted to just make it feel like it's impossible to even consider cleaning up. Ray was left devastated, tearful, and confused. She also filed an incident report with police, who provided some insight. Right. An off-duty cop on March 30th...
Maybe some insight, but nothing else.
...was surfing Craigslist for spare auto parts. His duty beat included an area of East Tacoma, so he paid attention to a posting that advertised the entire contents of an address on a block that he knew. The spokes bureaucrat said if it was along the lines of, "Free house, take everything you want."
Wow.
He thinks, that's strange, and filed it away in the back of his head. Back on duty a few days later, he said that the spokesperson said the same police officer heard a call go out, a burglary report at the exact address he'd seen on Craigslist while shopping for parts. He looked up the original ad, and it was gone. He's pretty smart with the internet, she said, so he Googled it and found the first 35 characters, the header, on the Google cache. This information was subsequently added to the police incident report. Internet usage advocates say the use of Craigslist is not in any way an indictment of online advertising. A situation like this is ugly, but the fact that it's on the internet is incidental. Craigslist is a great forum for a lot of people, and it's always unfortunate that there are a few bad apples. And I wonder, indeed, how many people responded to this particular ad.
Well, I'm sure that to some extent, maybe the free house part, like maybe that would have been... maybe something that would cause people to, what is this? But
like if you're advertising it in a classified section?
I don't know. They have these demolition sales in Sarasota, Florida. I've been to a couple of them. I mean, they sell the trees out of the lawn, but they're selling them. They're not giving them away. The giving it away part might have raised somebody's suspicions, but... You know, if you're going to knock a house down, hey, we might as well come get the stuff. And, you know, if it's if for whatever reason you didn't feel like selling it, then, I suppose you could give it away for free. And a lot of people don't question free. They're just like, free? Great. That's for me.
Exactly. And in this particular case, it's unclear how civil the case really is. It's being described as a civil matter.
It's
Ray, the landlord, had recently evicted the tenants.
Mm.
So what probably happened here is she evicted the tenants, and the tenants, a little bit angry about that, posted a message on Craigslist saying, come on in. Come on into the house and, you know, take all the stuff.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people, not knowing any better, went in and did exactly that.
It sounds darn close to criminal to me.
It's horrible. It's shocking. And I don't know why it happened that way. I don't know how. You know, I'd like to know a little bit more of the details. For instance, did she evict these people and then not change the locks? Because if she had evicted them and didn't change the locks, then it'd be easy for them to just go up, flip the doors open, swing them wide open, and then, you know, whoever comes to take free stuff just comes and walks in and walks out. If the doors are locked, it's another situation.
I think that would probably be the biggest issue in the whole thing, but it's still stealing.
No doubt about it.
Whether or not it's a criminal matter or not, I don't know. I would say that it seems very close to criminal to me.
Absolutely.
Now, you're a bit of a miser. If you happen to see this advertisement, free house, come get water heater, vinyl windows, that kind of thing, I've seen you. You know, you'll take a free desk off of freecycle.com. Mm-hmm. You like that. You're a member, and you've given stuff away free, and you have the expectation that if people want to give stuff away free, you'll get it.
Who would think? To check and see if you're actually dealing with the owner of the home.
I guess. I don't know.
Who would think that? That's where you're going, right?
I can't honestly say.
I mean, after this story, I'll make a point of it in the future.
Yeah.
But honestly, before I'd read this story, I wouldn't necessarily have thought. If somebody was standing there at the front door smiling, letting people in and out, I would have just said, oh, okay, is this your house? Oh, yeah, it's my house.
You may not have even asked that question.
What am I going to do? Check their deed?
Mm-hmm.
Check their identification?
Yeah. It's a shame.
So, you know, I'd like to just try to think about some ways this could have been avoided. I mean, when you're a landlord and you're dealing with lousy tenants, there's only so much you can do. You can only handle them with kid gloves to a certain point. And I think she probably didn't change the locks.
Sounds that way to me.
If she didn't change the locks, then that was a big mistake. That would have been the best way to prevent something from happening. But still, that wouldn't necessarily have stopped someone from picking the locks or, you know, busting through the back glass doors or something like that. 800-259-9231, if you've got a comment, if you've ever even experienced something like this, or your hypothesis as to how this ended up happening. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. And by the way, that does include the bulletin board system and more. We give it all away. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. There's a brand new items up for pre-purchase, pre-ordering. Get on the case. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. To take a look at our new stuff, we've got a couple new T-shirts, including the new Ladies Free Talk Live tee. The Free Marketeer T-shirt is there as well. The new Free Talk Live multi-gadget, which, by the way, has been selling like fire. Hmm. I know it's a good price, and it is a great deal. People are all over this thing. It's an MP3 player, 2 gigabytes. It's a flash drive. It's an FM tuner. And it's a voice recorder. And it even plays some other formats, like Windows Media Files, that sort of thing. So you definitely want to go and take a look at that. And it's branded with the Free Talk Live logo. I mean, it's limited edition. You probably, if you don't get it now, you may not ever be able to get this. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. There's also the lighter keychain combo thing that we have there and more. Store.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show. So, talking about some internet-related stories here, we have kind of some bad news out of Washington, where one lady's house was essentially robbed, almost completely emptied by a band of looters that were rousted up on Craigslist. Pretty disturbing story, but there's a little bit of good news on in the internet world, and this one's out of New Jersey, which... not really good news coming out of New Jersey too often. According to eBay, half of the 12,000 residents of Lumberton, New Jersey belong to the online auction site. And this is its most active community, with more buyers and sellers than any other town in the country. In 1 3-week period, 46,000 items were auctioned from Lumberton alone.
Hmm.
One of the sellers, Lee Yosh, a mother of four, has sold clothes, cameras, and a rocket powered by vinegar and baking soda. She told ABC's John Berman, "I don't have very much storage space, so if I have to dust it, clean it, or move it, it's gone." For others, eBay has become the second business. "I'll shoot for a 50% profit, so if I buy something for $10, I'll root for selling it for $15," said Nate Wood, who has pocketed $1,500 from his eBay sales.
Well, what about shipping? I mean, that has to be figured into that little equation, too.
That is a factor, and of course eBay takes a cut as well, and PayPal mm-hmm. takes a cut. Kathy Pfeiffer, the local postmaster, notes the shipping involved in all these transactions has nearly overrun her tiny post office, with as many as 200 packages arriving each day. She says it's like gangbusters. Our parking lot is full all day long. There's a constant line. While everyone in Lumberton seems very proud of earning eBay's top distinction, it's been named apparently the eBay Capital of America. No one in the community seems to know why. It's not as if the town has an abundance of junk or is an antique mecca. And Pfeiffer adds, they didn't put anything in the drinking water to make everyone decide to sell all their stuff on eBay. Yosh has her own explanation. We have three girls, so we buy a lot of Barbie stuff. Next month, eBay will throw a party for the town, with tickets offered for free. Although, given the residents' fondness for the auction, someone in Lumberton might sell them for a profit.
I think that's a good thing.
I think it's really cool.
I think it's nice that eBay's giving them a party, too.
I don't, you know, at this point, eBay's become so large that I don't necessarily agree with everything they do as a company. They're certainly not perfect, but you can't ignore the wonderful thing that they have created. I mean, this ability for people anywhere to put anything up for sale, and anyone can bid on it. I mean, it's just if you've never been to eBay.com, you just haven't you haven't lived yet. I mean, it's just an incredible website with so much stuff. If there's something that you've been looking for, I mean, Mark, you're a comic book fan.
I like a few comic books here and there. I don't own it really very much.
You used to work at a comic book store.
I did, yeah.
You still like your Captain America comic
books. I am fond of Captain America.
You're an adult who still buys the occasional comic book.
Yeah, I would
My
call
point
it
being,
the occasional one.
You could appreciate going to look for maybe Captain America number one, right?
There's an issue there, but yes, you could go look for Captain America number one.
Odds are good. You'd find it.
Now, Marvel didn't start printing Captain America till number 100, and then they renumbered the issues again.
Why did they start at number 100?
Because Captain America was bought from Timely Comics.
So there was already a...
Captain America started in the 1940s, and then, you know, his history is he fell in the water right after the war and froze.
But really, I mean, eBay definitely deserves the kudos, and they're not a sponsor of the show or anything like that, but I mean, they really deserve applause for what they've done, and that is given the average person the ability to reach out to a worldwide market of potential buyers. And for a little town of 12,000 residents, Lumberton, New Jersey, in an overly taxed state like New Jersey, this is a nice little bit of extra income for these people, where the state of New Jersey isn't taking a cut.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless, of course, they're selling probably within... There are the rules that say that if you sell within your state, then you do have to charge the sales tax.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
But if they're selling to people that are outside of the state, then they're just getting money that they would have normally not had, and they're getting more for what they're selling, because if they'd taken these products and sold them at a garage sale, they'd get pennies on the dollar for what they were worth.
Whereas because you just don't have as many customers.
Exactly.
You're still getting
right.
pennies on the dollar in a lot of cases, but
okay, I see where you're coming from. But yes, you don't have as many potential prospects,
mm-hmm.
and everybody at a garage sale knows you're desperate to get rid of the crap.
Right. So they're
making offers and that sort of thing.
Ridiculous little offers. Yes.
Whereas on eBay, you've got people all over the place bidding up the value of the item to essentially what the market dictates that it's valued at. You may not get what you want out of it, but you're going to get what the market's willing to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
For the most part.
And so I just think it's just an amazing internet success story. And, of course, then there's the other factor, which we love to reference here on Free Talk Live, and that is the feedback system.
Yeah.
And really, that's something that I think they really pioneered that has, in my opinion, come out to be a wonderful example that we as free market type people, libertarian people, can point to and say, look, here's an example of how reputation works.
Right.
You screw somebody over, you get a bad rating. And if you're good to people, you're getting a positive rating.
And it's not just useful on eBay.com. People are saying, look at my reputation rating as sort of a form of credit.
People are using their eBay reputation as credit?
Yeah, we've talked about that on the air.
I don't remember.
Not
that.
Credit, but they're saying, you know, when they go look for a job, look, I'm a good person. Here's my eBay rating.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Or when they're borrowing money and those kinds of things.
Right.
So...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
One more example. It's just an amazing story. 800-259-9231, just allowing anybody anywhere to sell products. I always try to make a point of when I'm looking for something to purchase, whether it's new or used, I always try to make a point to check eBay because, you know, you won't guarantee to get the best price there. A lot of people think, and this is like one of the ways that some grocery stores work. They advertise that they've got low prices, and then everybody thinks that, well, they've got low prices on everything. Like Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have low prices on everything. They've got low prices on specific items that will get you in to buy other things, and then you presume they've got low prices on the other items when, in fact, they don't.
Right. There's other stores that sell them more cheaply.
Right. So you've got to be careful. Buyer beware at all times. You've got to always check your prices. So the same thing with eBay. Just because it's eBay doesn't mean you're going to get a deal. You might actually pay more. It's possible. So be careful and do your due diligence. Check prices at a variety of different places before you buy stuff. 800-259-9231, just one more quick internet-related story. Now, this one's really unusual. It's about a website called Justin.tv. This guy is apparently walking around 24 hours a day with a video camera mounted to his head.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess he's not walking for 24 hours, but he's got a video camera on him at all times. And ABC News reports, do you watch Justin.tv? If not, you might be wondering what it is. Well, it's Justin Can's life. The 23-year-old Yale graduate transmits video and sound of his entire life around the clock via his website, Justin.tv. It's different things to different people. Some wonder how bored you'd have to be to sit in front of a computer and watch a total stranger go through an often stunningly boring day on live internet video.
I might fit in that category. I'm certainly tempted to be fit myself in that category.
You certainly might, but then again, if you just think about sort of the video content that's available on the internet, Free Talk Live has its own webcam now at cam.freetalklive.com. Why on earth you'd want to go and look at it? I don't know.
I think that it allows for interaction. There's a chat room attached to it.
Yeah, but only the amplifiers can get into the chat room.
I would say that it's largely amplifiers watching it.
That's not what I'd say.
All right. Well,
because we put the camera online through a website called stickam.com, and it's a website that's dedicated to just pushing people's web feeds. So you can go to this website, and there's just people sitting there in front of their computer chatting with other people sitting in front of their computers. Not the most interesting video content out there. But nonetheless, there are probably a few hundred thousand people at any given moment participating in various different systems like these. So this Justin.tv is just sort of an extension of something that's already going on. Why do people anywhere want to look at someone sitting in front of their computer? So actually, Justin.tv might be more interesting than the average webcam, because he actually gets on buses and goes places and, you know, does things. So they've managed to come up with some technology that allows him to be on the internet at all times, no matter where he goes.
You can tell he doesn't have a girlfriend or wife, because she wouldn't be down for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. More coming up. You take control. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.